This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Obama painting. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Give us a buzz at 844-551-8255. The Obama painting. So the guy that painted this thing, I talked about this, just touched on it because it was going to be coming out and was aware of that. Anyway, he's a racist. And the guy, there's no way his work should be in the Smithsonian in and of itself. But what a disgrace this piece of work was. When you think about the presidential portraits that are going to sit in the Smithsonian, and you go back and you look at all these white dudes, right? They've all got the paneled wall. And look, I'm not telling people you don't have to buck tradition and things like that from time to time, but there are certain traditions that you say, this is the way things look. Go into a board of directors room, you know, or the boardroom, and you'll see the pictures of the people who've, you know, been the CEO or whatever, and it's the same pose, and it's a presidential, and, you know, it's funny to me how people talk about Barack Obama being so presidential when this is the dude who rolled up his sleeves and, you know, kind of had that cocky, cool walk, and that was considered presidential, and I'm sure there's somebody that's going to look at this guy surrounded in this crazy ivy and think it's presidential. I think it's a joke. What a piece of work. And the artist says, well, I was around the president and I took thousands of pictures. He took thousands of pictures, pardon me, to elongate this dude's hands. One of them looks really afflicted. His left foot looks like it's broken. And then he's engulfed in this crazy bush. Somebody gave me the name of it, like a hukuku bush. And I'll be honest with you. The first thing I thought when I saw that stupid bush, this is a perfect scenario for Barack Obama, where you put him inside of this vine, this bush that grows around stuff, and it would, in a year, it's engulfed him. And what a metaphor for putting him in a chair in a garden, and then suddenly this bush engulfs him and he disappears. If there's anybody that has made the relevancy of Barack Obama as it pertains to America very clear, it's been Donald Trump. Zero relevancy of Barack Obama. Let's get rid of it all. Scuttle the ship. It's not worth it. And I think that is so cool that this guy who makes a big deal about the unveiling of this port and all the effort that went into it, it quite frankly could have been done at a high school art fair. What a joke. People have ridiculed this thing. They've got Obama sitting on a toilet. A couple of them have him. One had him sitting on a toilet in the same pose. Another one I saw had him sitting on the toilet with his pants down. I mean, it's been ridiculed. One of them had him sitting, this is my favorite, had him with a MAGA hat. Oh, my goodness. What a fantasy. I mean, look. If there are people that still see this man as a big deal, congratulations. I give it one more year. It isn't going to take that long. But just to be on the safe side, give it one more year and watch the number of people that who say, I wish I'd never voted for him. There was a lady. Who was it? She wrote to me. And she said the first time she goes, I think she didn't say she did it, but I'm pretty sure she did. She says that I can see people voting for him the first time. But and I was listening to her going or reading her work going, you were one that voted for him the first time. I've learned how to sniff him out. It's like people that have that gaydar. You got a gaydar. I got the Obama gaydar where I know you voted for that metrosexual pansy the first time. And I can even tell you the ones who voted twice and now have buyer's remorse. If you really want to measure them, the ones who voted twice and have buyer's remorse are really upset with him. They're the ones that are going, I can't believe I voted twice for that guy, because they bought into the he just needs more time theory. Now, look, Back to this portrait. I don't know what guys are supposed to do with this, but I know this. Regardless of what my personal opinions would be about this particular thing, you know, like what should happen, put me on a horse in a helicopter, you know, climbing, scaling the Grand Canyon or whatever it may be. Or in my case, I'd probably say, hey, paint me in the ring, you know, doing some martial arts, because that would be cool. But I would go, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to just do this the way other people have done it and continue the tradition of this. Do other presidents think, do you know if they go in the Smithsonian? I'm pretty sure they do, because I think they probably have a room for presidents. But I want you to just picture that. And people on Twitter have been doing that. They've been showcasing all the other presidential portraits, and then they put this stupid green backdrop ivy president in there, and you just look at it and you go, what? It isn't enough that Barack Obama sticks out like a, you know, I don't know, like, I could give you 50 different analogies. I'm not going to bother. But he sticks out. He's the only black dude, half black guy that looks like he's black in there. Eisenhower was 25% white, black, but nobody knows that. Not many people know that. But you got this guy. You're black. You're already sticking out. Do a regular portrait. End of story. And, oh, by the way, get a guy who can actually do your likeness the way it should be. Now, I'll give him credit. In the face, he captures Obama. But and obviously in a bit of his countenance, but that crooked left foot looks like, right? I don't understand that. It's a crooked left foot, elongated hands, and one hand that looks like it's reptilian. Don't believe me? Go look at the stupid portrait. Oh, you're mad because I did the I'm saying like a seal. His foot, you know, was all flicked looking, you know, seal. You know, I'm not making fun of anybody. So what's this about? I don't get it. I considered it a bit of a slap in the face. Do you guys agree? I mean, I looked at it and said, why couldn't you just do what everybody else did? You got to do something different. And the artist he chose, holy cow, I did a little bit of research. This guy has a picture of a black chick holding a white girl, the head of a white girl, like the way Kathy Griffin held held Trump's head. And I'm going, who is this clown? He's going to get national attention, get his work in the Smithsonian. By the way, it would have never gotten in there, in my opinion. And I'm no art critic. I mean, I happen to enjoy art. I'm into art. But really, that's who you choose? It's like Barack Obama's looking for ways to just, you know, moon America. Why do you hate us so much was my question. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Parade or no parade, I had a conversation with a guy. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about Trump's tax cuts. We got a lot of stuff.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Me and a buddy of mine were having a conversation. It was a debate, actually, on his radio show live. And he says to me, "So, Kevin, you know, what do you think about this military parade that Donald Trump wants to have?" Welcome, everybody. It's the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, KJRadio.com. So he asked me this. He puts me on the spot. I don't know. I haven't even thought about that. It's a non-issue to me. If Trump wants to have a parade, my attitude is he's a president. Give the man a parade. What? Hollywood can have award shows. Businesses can have sales meetings. Give the man his parade. So my buddy, who's a libertarian, never served a minute in the military, he's like, "I think it's really stupid. I think it's a waste of taxpayer money. It's something that a third world nation would do, like North Korea or somebody else. You know, they have a parade with the big stompers, you know, the guys kicking their legs up and down, and they're running the missiles down the middle of some big street. And, you know, they got, whatever. I don't know what else they do. I don't know what they do in these parades. I was in military school. We had parades. IG inspections, we had all kinds of parades. They have parades where people get ranks. They have when people retire, they have retiring parades. Oh, well, I can't get that out. They got parades for a lot of stuff in the military. And I'll tell you right now, I hated parades because for the most part, You know, you stood there, and I don't know if you've ever stood in a temperate zone in a parade, but mosquitoes eat you alive, and you can't move in military. Not in Marines. Marine Military Academy, man, you're standing there, and here's what you're doing to blow mosquitoes off your face. You're trying to get anything to get that mosquito off because you cannot move. And then if it landed on your arm, you know what you would do? What do you think you do? No, you don't slap it. You can't slap it. No. You know what you do? You would squeeze your muscles and try to get the mosquito's thing stuck in there so he would finally pop and leave you alone. That's what you do. You couldn't move. And so, you know, it was hot and muggy. It's, you know, you're talking 70 degrees relative humidity or higher, and 95, 100 degrees. You would be you would be totally drenched in sweat when you were done with a military parade. So that's what I hated them, but I loved them too, because it was a way for us to check out ourselves. And you know, you had polished your brass and your shoes and all this stuff, and everything folded two fingers apart, your shirts and all that other stuff, starts to a T, and suddenly you get to use it all because it's just sitting in your, for the most part, we wore dungarees and boots, and you know, and so when you weren't, when it was time to do something else, you got to put on the rest of the stuff. You got to do the drills. Sometimes when it was the parents' weekend, we'd go out and do a parade, and then they would our drill team would perform, or the mounted detachment, or whatever. It was a way to. It's like I tell people in the martial arts: you study, and then you go to a tournament and you get to fight. You get to do something, and tournaments are scary, and you don't always win, but it was something to do because you generally are not fighting. So anyway, we're having this discussion, and my buddy's like, it's a waste of time. And Donald Trump, you know, it's like a third world dictator. And I said, first of all, that's ridiculous. I said, and he goes, what are they going to do? Run missiles up and down the street? And I said, see, there you go. You don't even know what he's going to do. Trump supposedly saw Bastille Day, and it showed the French troops marching down some big boulevard. So maybe they would all go down Pennsylvania Avenue. What's wrong with that? What Donald Trump is trying to say is respect the flag, respect the anthem, respect the military. Lord knows the military is not respected these days because of leftism. So we're having this debate. My friend, in my opinion, is insulting the military because he's like, you know, these guys don't even want it. And I go, how do you know? I got a friend of a friend or whatever. And I said, well, why don't you ask the military people? Look, I said, I was in military school. I hated the parades. But there was a part of me that understood it. And I loved the part of it that I understood. I was willing to tolerate it for that reason. And he says, there's nobody in the military who wants to do it. So then he took phone calls. And people were calling in, I agree with Kevin. I'm ex-military. I hated parades. But I understand the significance. I understand the symbolism of what Donald Trump's trying to do. I understand what's going on today in the climate of what the military's about. Blah, blah, blah. To a person. Then you got one guy that called in and goes, I'm neutral. I hated parades. I'm neutral. Okay. So I was 5-0 or something like that. Then finally a military guy calls in and says, I hated parades. And I think it's stupid we do a parade. So we're all good. He's saying it's the cost. So I said, okay, well, then what about, before he said the third world dictator thing. So he says it's a cost. Why should we pay for a parade? Why can't they take that money and put it somewhere else? And I said, well, first of all, you know, we waste a lot of money on a lot of different things, if you want to call it a waste. But I said, there are things that you do that are symbolic, that mean something to others. It's worth the money because it means something. It's like a company sales meeting. Why do you have a big hoopla session to give out awards and do all this other stuff? The money could be used for something better, but it isn't. Well, that's private money. I said, so what you're saying is you okay with a parade if it were funded with private money? I just don't see any difference for it. It's like all this third world dictator stuff. So I said, aha. So you don't like parades for the military. You're calling a parade something that's supposed to boost the morale of the military, or the people that support the military. Forget what the military thinks. People like parades. People want to see what they've paid for. So what you're saying is that in and of itself is a third world type of a military move, and you're calling Donald Trump a third world dictator. Now he gets a little defensive. That's not really what I'm saying. Yes, it is. Because if it were privately funded, you still just said it looks like something a third world nation would do. So now I've got him over a barrel. Because I know his motivation is he's trying to say that it looks, it has the appearance of this, you know, it looks like what North Korea would do and all that. Then he brings up the missiles. They're going to be putting all these missiles. I said, you don't know that. And he didn't. Now, look, here's my thing. I don't care about a parade. I really don't. But I do understand it. If they had it, I would be trying to figure out how to go. Because you know what? I feel good about the military. Now, I feel good that we have a different commander-in-chief, a guy who's not concerned about being PC in the military and letting transsexuals in and giving new rules on don't ask, don't tell, and all this nonsense, and he's actually going to bring the military back. I think it would be a great thing. I think many in the military would say, you know what? I'd suffer through that on behalf of President Trump. I'm glad we got rid of that clown, Barack Obama. I'm curious what you think, though. Which of us is right? Now, I'm going to be a spoiler here. More people called in agreeing with me than agreeing with my buddy, Gary. But Gary makes a legitimate point. Why should we pay for these things and all that? But here was the other thing I told him. I said, why is it an in-sum game? Why is it, you know, he was like, that money could go to, and he starts naming all these things, educate. And I go, look, there's money in all these different programs. That there's lots of money that could go to help vets. You know, if we're going to look at budget items, we don't need to look at this parade. That's the last place to look. He acts like that's the only place they could get the money was from the military. There's tons of waste in government. Anyway, let me know your thoughts. I'm curious.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. Donald Trump has a big old budget, over $4 trillion, and I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not happy about it. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson shows what you're listening to, KJRadio.com. You listen to this show a lot, and I know you do. You're faithful listeners. And let me tell you, I have put, you know, more praise on President Trump than, you know, I probably have any president there. I've actually canonized the man. I think he's better than Reagan in many ways. But I'll tell you this. I'm not happy about a government that is spending over $4 trillion. I don't know what it'll come back to be. Now, here's what I suspect. I suspect Donald Trump is giving these guys this crazy budget so that the left will demonize it and go, this is crazy. And then he'll say, well, hey, God, tell you what, cut it. Give me something, you know, to work with. And then it'll come back. It'll settle under $4 trillion, which is still going to be bad. But it'll be a negotiation. And hopefully, he's doing this to say, we're going to put the money where, okay, keep in mind, a big part of the federal budget, he has zero control over. It's entitlements. And I'm going to tell you right now, until a president has the guts to tackle entitlements, we're toast. We have too much money that's going to people that are no longer in the workforce, and in some cases, and when I talk about entitlements, I'm not talking about Social Security. You've earned your Social Security. That's part of the insurance. But we look, it's too convoluted to go into. But here's the thing. There, when we talk about Medicare, Medicaid, and some of these other things that we're putting into play, welfare, and so on and so forth, we can't sustain that. So we've got to address those things at some point. Now, Donald Trump is smart in the sense of saying, I don't think we can address those now. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I think this is where we're going to really get into some issues with the president. And I'll be right there, you know, beating him up if I don't agree with these fiscal policies. The only thing that staves this stuff off is a booming economy. So let me put things in perspective, because his tax cuts and all the things that he's implemented, they do work. Understand that. They do work. And much to the chagrin of the Democrats. I'll go into his budget later. I don't want to do that right now. I really want to go into the tax cuts. Because here's the thing. When people get their money back, they spend it on their own tax-generating actions. Meaning, you'll go out and buy things. That generates sales taxes, etc. You may start a business. That generates taxes for corporate, etc. That's what I think is beginning to spur the economy. Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that are spurring the economy, like getting rid of onerous legislation and things like this. But I'm saying what I'm about to give you news-wise is great news. What's happened under the tax plan? The federal government in January ran a surplus, and it collected record tax revenues for the month of January. Record tax years. January was the first month under the new tax law that President Trump signed in December. During January, the Treasury collected $361 billion, spent $311 billion, and had a revenue surplus of approximately $49 billion and change. I mean, I would take the rounding error because it's $236 million. But we put in the bank, so to speak, almost $50 billion. Now, that's unheard of. Now, we're still running a deficit of almost $176 billion for the fiscal year of 2018, which started in October. So October, November, December, and now January. But January, of the $176 billion, we just took roughly $50 billion off of what could have happened because you're starting to see the effects. Now, if you take $50 billion off every month going forward, you can do the math. You're going to be at $600 billion by the end of the year, which would mean that we would at some point start to eat into the national debt. Now, interestingly, the tsunami effect of the Trump tax cuts haven't even kicked in, and you're already seeing the benefits. So you've heard me talk about it, but what are we waiting for? So let's analyze that for just a second. First of all, we're waiting on the trade policies to kick in. The man who now practices the art of the deal for America and not on behalf of his own business had the arduous task of undoing Obama and other leftist policies as it pertains to trade. And remember, this is what people were really upset about. You know, he's not part of the TPP and he's going to do NAFTA and all this. And Trump said, I don't care what you guys think. I've watched what's happened over the years in trade, and this is now my business, and I'm going to run it the way I would run Trump Enterprises. So he's retooled trade. He went to Canada and said, we're no longer getting our lumber from you. He's not completely addressed Mexico, but he just addressed South Korea, as you guys may remember, with, I don't know exactly, but it was like washing machines and things like that. And, of course, the left screams, what is this consumer going to do if they got to go out and buy new washing machines? Maybe they'll get them from Whirlpool, the American manufacturer. And they go, well, they're going to pay more. No, not necessarily. There's used machines. You know, but here's the deal. It's American business. If you got to pay $50 more for your washing machine, so be it. So be it. The overall input into the economy, it's worth that extra $50 that you pay. That's what Democrats would say. So he's shifting this over. But it was a warning bell to South Korea. And we run, roughly a $30 billion budget deficit, a trade deficit with South Korea. He's putting the same warning out to Japan. And, of course, China has already started to address it. Now, our trade deficit went up with China initially. No problem. No harm, no foul. He's got the Chinese working against the North Koreans and helping with Russia. So Trump is like, I'll get to them. But we have this trade looming. In other words, the 183 products that we can now sell to China, that queue is being loaded. So sometime in late 2018, 2019, you're going to start to see that trade gap with China lessen. It increased so far, but it will lessen. It increased because we have an economy that's booming, and before we could load the queue and balance that trade deficit, it was Christmas time. So we were like, come on, China, bring that stuff in. So that tsunami is waiting to occur. Then what he did was something else very brilliant. President Trump shifted the war on terror away from America and onto the rest of the world, particularly the Middle East. He returned from Saudi Arabia. You guys remember me talking about this. $350 billion arms package, largest in the history of the country. And he says to the Saudis, you are going to have to take care of yourselves. He said to the Middle East, there was another country. I can't remember who it was. Bahrain, I believe. But they bought a package of F-16s. He says, hey, we're going to give you a lot of technology. You're going to fight the war on terror. He's put the signal out to the world, we're pulling out of the war on terror. We've spent trillions of worthless dollars. That's going to go into the United States of America, our infrastructure, our veterans, our schools, whatever. And you're going to be fighting this war on your own. And the only way you're going to get into our booming economy is if you keep terrorism on the decline. Now, we'll help you. We'll bomb ISIS into submission. We'll do some other things here and there. But we're not going to be chiefly responsible. And that's huge. That's huge. Because I want you to imagine a safer world. Imagine a world where you weren't having to put in, you know, just layers and layers of security. Don't misunderstand me. We're never going to be safe, completely safe. But if you don't have to put layers and layers of security in, and you can put, to think about it like one of these African countries where nobody is bothering anybody. You want to know why? Nobody's bothering some of these, you know, little countries, Chad or whatever. They don't make anything. They don't do anything. They're jealous, and that's what makes people bother you. But if everybody's economy begins to boom, it becomes a more peaceful world. And that's what we're looking for. Look, the Muslims want to have their world over there. Fine. We'll even come visit. And we'll follow your rules. And we'll say, hey, I was over there. And hopefully you'll respect us. But we have to have a safer world. So Trump has put in all these policies that are pushing the financial burdens onto other people, including things like NATO, pushing that burden out. And then he says, what are we going to do with our money? We're going to put, what it would be like, $1.5 trillion into infrastructure? You're taking a builder who says, we are going to build better roads, better bridges. We're going to build better airports. We're going to have the top technology in all of these areas, and we're not going to be wasteful about it. And, oh, by the way, we're going to build the wall, and we're going to protect our borders. We're going to respect our sovereignty. So when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this tax cut, because the left has lamented this. Oh, you can't be cutting taxes. It's for the rich and all these other things. And the fact of the matter is this tax cut is the reason that America's economy is going to boom. It has boomed.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, where we're talking about the tax cut and the surplus of almost $50 billion that we experienced in January, the first full month of December being under the new tax plan. So we've got this surplus, still got a deficit that we're running, obviously, for the year. And you could call it Trump's year. He inherited a mess, and we'll get into some of that. But and he's got a massive budget that's coming up, and we're going to discuss that separately. But I was recapping some of the reasons why Donald Trump is sort of taking this Reagan-esque bet on the economy. And I've given you a couple of things that earlier that we talked about, like the trade policy of Donald Trump is going to kick in and roar in like a tsunami. I firmly believe that. We're going to reduce our trade deficit of roughly $580, give or take, billion dollars down to something reasonable, and we'll use the U.S. economy to make this happen. In other words, whatever else that Donald Trump needs to do with that economy, and that deficit, he'll use it as a pawn, as a tool. So if he says we're going to maintain a $300 billion trade deficit with China, he's going to expect them to do something for us and deliver. Because ultimately, as he shifts manufacturing back, we will depend a lot less on the Chinese. And as we continue to innovate and do things and make things that the Chinese want, they're not going to have the capacity to fulfill it in their own manufacturing. And so, you know, it's all a trade-off, but I think that we have the best negotiator, so to speak. But a couple of the things that haven't kicked in yet in this economy that Donald Trump is betting on are the businesses. Now, part of it did. The tax cut gave an immediate stimulus in the form of bonuses, some salary increases, and you're going to watch the Americans respond by spending money, and that's what we're kind of seeing right now. But what's ultimately going to happen is when these guys actually start building their manufacturing plants here and producing products here and expanding the tax base. What happens when a business, you get Apple that says we're going to bring something, you know, back to the United States and it's going to be 20,000 jobs. So people go, what's big deal about 20,000 jobs? That's no big deal. 20,000 jobs is nothing. 20,000 jobs creates, I don't know, 50,000, 70,000, 100,000 jobs. When I was calling on General Dynamics before they got bought, I don't know how many people were employed out there, but it was at least 10,000 people at the facility in Fort Worth. The businesses that lined up along there, eateries, barbecue joints, sandwich shops, dry cleaners, mechanics, etc. The business that supported that business. So you had machine tool shops and all kinds of stuff. So these are the people that those businesses support. And it's at least a 2X multiplier. So if you've got 20,000 employees, you can expect 40,000 support people outside of that. The federal government is a good example. It's got X number of employees, but the number of people that support the Fed is probably a 10X multiplier, to be honest with you. So you have tons of businesses that spring up after this. These major corporations have started investing back in America because they're saying, why go overseas when the top market in the world is right in your backyard? So these immediate tax cuts and all that, are good. But the long-range implication, the jobs that get built, that get created from having to create these manufacturing plants. Think about when somebody does a manufacturing plant, they don't just add water. They got to get all types of people that get the plant going. So you're talking about a two-year project before it even starts. Now that, let's say you're going to build that plant in anywhere in Tennessee. All those workers are going to be working, building the plant. They're shifting gears. Now they have to understand they got to sock their duckies away, and then but there's going to be a glut for that type of product, for what's happening there. And you'll have people coming in temporarily to help build it, understanding that when they go back, they're going to have to go find something else to do. Meanwhile, the corporation starts staffing. So they begin the staffing thing, and then other planners, the Subway shops and the Kentucky Fried Chickens and the dry cleaners and all the national chains start springing up. You ever gone through a city and you're like, God, this little area looks like a cookie cutter of this little area, looks like a cookie cutter of this little area? All these urban planners are looking at this stuff, and that's how it happened. That's why you don't drive 50 miles to go to your mall. You'll drive 7 to 10 miles. That's why you have, it looks like a peel of the onion back. I've got a convenience store. I've got, a series of strip malls. I've got the mall. And then, and you just keep branching out. And you've got all types of restaurants. It isn't like you've got the only steakhouse is I got to drive 30 miles to go to Phoenix. No. There'll be a steakhouse and a Mexican place, or there'll be in Phoenix, so there'll be 16 Mexican places within a rock's throw. There'll be a couple of Chinese places, a sushi place. There'll be the fast food joints. There'll be the grocery stores and the, everything else. That's how it works. And that's the bigger piece of the business. And that's, of the tax cut. That's the part that will come in like a tsunami. And the other thing is the Trump is not going to let dollars flow out that used to go to countries that hate us. He's saying no to that. Also, his budget is cutting the marketing machine of the left. Anyway, we'll go, I want to cover the budget separately, but I just want to make people understand that a lot of the things that are going to be spur the growth in this country, even including the infrastructure piece, which I think he's allocated over $1 trillion for infrastructure. Imagine you're a highway guy, and you know, or hit roads and bridges, the people involved in that, and you know for the next 10 years you are gainfully employed because this money that's going to be put into infrastructure is going to go to work for you. You know, I mean, go to work for America. Well, we really improve our roads and bridges and really improve our national parks and really improve our airports is going to happen. But I want to look at the numbers just so you guys can put it in perspective, because let's look at what Barack Obama did. When he left office in January 20th of 2017, the deficit, or the debt rather, was $19.947 trillion, right under $20 trillion. So Barack Obama added $9 trillion to the debt because he inherited $10.6 trillion from when he took office, sworn in date to leaving date, more than any other president. And the thing that's misleading about that is he got Bush to give him $787 billion for this stimulus that was going to save the economy. Now, the reason why I want to put this in perspective is I want you to understand how much that Barack Obama added each year. So, the budget deficit that Obama had in fiscal year 2009, and I believe this is correct, is roughly $1.16 trillion. Now, to put that in Trump perspective, Trump theoretically inherited a $20 trillion deficit, and it's 20.6 as I sit here today. So he's added $600 billion to the deficit as in his first year, as opposed to $1.16 trillion that was added by Barack Obama. But that doesn't include Barack Obama's begging Bush for almost $800 billion. So Barack Obama would have added almost $2 trillion to the debt, and some of its interest, by the way. And so Trump has a higher interest rate, and he's added $600 billion. But here's Barack Obama's deficits from fiscal year on. So fiscal year 10, $1.3 trillion, 11, $1.3 trillion, 12, $1.1 trillion, 13, $679, 485, 438, 585, and then he gave Trump a $666 billion deficit. So there was a rise towards the end. The rise was, it went down to 438 in fiscal year 2016. It went to 585 and then 666, and it started rising back up because Barack Obama could no longer keep a Band-Aid on the bullet hole. So what I'm getting at is this. Trump inherits an economy that was starting to rise. The deficit was starting to rise. It rose. It put $600 billion of debt in his first fiscal year. And now it's starting to erode. Okay? Now, still got big issues ahead of us. I'm not letting Trump off the hook in any way, shape, or form. This new budget is something we're going to discuss in more depth because I want to have a little bit more time to analyze it. So, and I'm not happy about it at all. It's too much money. We need to stop the spending. But I do believe that Trump is looking at it and saying, okay, I'm going to expand this, use it as a negotiation to get it down, and then eventually we'll start to cut. But I want to start seeing those cuts, or else I'm going to be talking pretty bad. I'm going to be talking some smack about President Trump's budget. Got to leave it there.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.